Blog Talk Radio.
Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning, death and hatred to mankind. Poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
One of your hosts, Linda, and Bill is on the line from Indiana. Welcome, sir. Are you there? Do I have you? Okay, I'm not getting Bill for some reason. Let me try to refresh that. Okay. Okay, can you guys? Okay, let's try. Okay, I'm going to see if I can get Bill. Are you there, Bill? Okay. Okay, I've got him up and I've got the mic hot, but everybody can hear me. Okay, where's my Bill?
I'm trying to come through there.
Okay, I got you now. Can you kids hear him? Anyway, Patriot Family Chat Show. I'm in Oceanside. It's a gorgeous day. I mean, we are so fortunate here. That's the only thing that's awesome, but it is perfect. PatriotFamilies.com, you guys got to get over there. We're going to try to revamp that and get this going. We're going to revamp Blog Talk, hopefully, whatever we get going. Man, it's been crazy. And I hope I can catch you in there. Please come to the show, Bill. Start talking.
Well, I'm here.
Okay, they can hear you. They can hear you.
They can hear me. Okay.
So, yeah, we're good. Because I tried to do, when I had the music, I tried to get you on call screen, and I couldn't. And then nothing. So, and then when I asked you to come on, it didn't work. So, but you're plugged in now.
Okay, good.
Good.
In the middle of a storm here. Oh, my.
Okay. Okay, that's it. Yeah, unbelievable. I was going through so many things. Oh, I've got Mary Baker coming to my Sandag meeting. Oh, man, you guys, this is huge. In fact, I'm going to a meeting tonight because we're dealing with Agenda 21. Welcome to the show, Doc. Welcome, Michael Magic Radio. And, of course, Bill, this is great. We've got a good family here. We're praying for Ron. I said prayers today and yesterday and hope things are working out there, you know, because they won't know until they get all the x-rays done and everything and biopsies, whatever. So we're praying for them. And I'm actually threw in a prayer for his wife's boss because that poor guy got arrested for probably nothing, you know, with the Nazis that we have in this country. It's just on fire, but we're doing meetings, and I've been putting out, I don't know if you guys got the blasts, Bill, I'm sure some people did. I sent out blasts on every avenue I could. Tea Party Nation, Patriot Families, everything on Facebook, emails, tons of them. I made 4 phone calls today. I got news on that, too. Did you guys get anything on the phone calls to try to stop amnesty?
Yes, I've been, I was kind of busy this morning, all morning,
yeah,
with that very item. It's like, for me, it's a back to the beginning when I started fighting against the corruption,
yeah,
in our government. Because that's
right.
What I started with, was fighting against an amnesty proposal,
sure,
back in 2006, 2005, and look where we're at today.
Oh, my
gosh.
How
many times have we defeated it, and here it is right back in our faces.
Okay, look.
And every time we get fed a bunch of lies by our electors.
Oh, my God. Oh, and that Rubio, you should have seen what I posted something on Facebook under his deal, and there was a lot of people saying the same thing, and I just absolutely went off. I didn't use curse words, but, you know, I was not happy. I said, Mr. Rubio, can you hear me now? I was so mad. And I said, no.
Whoa.
In fact, everybody keeps saying it. We keep doing it. I've been putting for 2 days. I've been calling for 2 days tomorrow. I hope there's a big push because that's going to be a big news conference, press conference. So,
the Senate is going to try to push and pass their version, and then they will use that to try to demagogue the Republicans in the House when they stand up against it.
So here's the
deal.
Nobody
wants to tell the truth about it.
No, this is what Harry Reid has said. This is what these people want to do, all these rhinos. Reid and the Gang of Eight and the rest of them, they want this pushed through and signed and done by July 4th. Can you believe this? July 4th, Independence Day. I cannot take these people anymore. I've had
they're
it.
People that wipe their butt with our Constitution and rules of laws. The laws
Absolutely.
Apply to us, but not to them. You look at how they're doing this. Let's be realistic. I want somebody from either side to tell me at what point is the United States too overpopulated?
Oh, my God. Oh, there was a thing on Glenn today when he played a clip from the guy from, I think it was the president or whatever his name is, Jordan, standing on a podium next to idiot Obama, and that piece of garbage. Oh, God, I just can't stand him. This man was warning about the immigrants coming across from Syria to his country, and it's overwhelming them. It's ridiculous. They can't take it. And I kept thinking, you SOB, you miserable POS, President Pantload, are you listening to this man? Of course, he doesn't care. This is all part of their plan. And as far, go ahead.
One of the things in the beginning, as you well know, you and I have talked about this. One of the things that brought me out from battling just immigration only and on to going after Agenda 21 and all that was realizing that it is just one of the cornerstones of Agenda 21.
Right. And Obamacare. It's all tied together. This is all New World Order. It's been coming down the pike since 1776 with the formation of the Illuminati. And Ron sent me a whole thing on it, and I'll have to try to get it to you guys because I saved it. I'm going to try to print it out for my show. It's just unbelievable. And the other thing I said to Rubio was, I said, I was so in bold letters, can you spell Whig? You and people like you are the fall of the Republican Party, what it used to stand for. I mean, I was just, and I said, deport them, cut off the welfare, cut off the free health care, cut it all off. I said, cut off the sanctuary cities. I went on. I just went on and on. I was
yeah.
I was so mad. Because you know what? If we don't, nobody else will. We're the beach of Bonhoeffer.
Tell me how you can have all these jobs for illegals, but you don't have jobs for your own citizens.
Oh, it's just, it's horse feathers.
And I'm not against
immigrants.
I'm not against immigrants. We have a legal immigration system that seems to work. Our problem is we have a government that refuses to enforce the laws as written, and instead a government that aids and abets in the breaking of those laws.
Because they
don't. Which is a crime, which equals treason.
I know. They don't have a dictionary. They don't know what sovereignty stands for. They wouldn't know George Washington from Adam Smith from Adam and Eve. This is how disgusting. I am disgusted with all of them.
If people had to come in the right way, you would know who was coming. And you wouldn't have none of these surprise terrorists.
Oh, it's garbage. You know what's going on.
This
is totalitarianism. Pure and simple. This is totalitarianism.
I hear all this about the NSA and all this, but there's one question I've never heard anyone ask about the NSA. Was the NSA using the same clue words to target conservatives through the NSA as the IRS was? I have not heard that question asked. Nor have I heard it answered.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. You know this is all connected. You know it is. Do you
I
think
know. That's why I got into it. I switched from just fighting immigration to Agenda 21 because I saw the big picture. I saw what they were out to do. I saw they were trying to collapse our economy, destroy our
and
security.
And the other thing is, if everybody out there, and I know this audience gets it, and I know you get it, and everybody who listens in, I know Ron and Mike from the hot seat and all these people, they get it because they're educated, Bill. They read, for God, the love of God. In fact, Terry put a post up on there. It was fabulous on Facebook, and she had a picture of a horse that said, "You can lead humans to knowledge, but you can't make them think." It was perfect. My mother just
so
fell
true.
Over laughing. Oh, my God.
Doc puts on here about the homeless vets, people being homeless. The crap there, Doc, is there are more places for people, you know, there's more rooms, apartments, houses, whatever, in this country than there are people.
Yeah. Half of
we're
them
building
are
more.
Because no one.
We're building more.
Oh, yeah.
Somehow we can't find the space to put the ones we got.
You know, the whole thing, look, there was a whole thing on charitable giving, biblical charitable giving on one of my local stations today, Mike Slater, and who is also tied in with Glenn Beck and his movement. And he talked about food stamps, and he says there is absolutely no reason on this planet why America has to have people on food stamps. If we went back to the days of real church giving, whether you belong to the church or not, doesn't matter, your neighbors and your people and your fellow people would help you. This is how it used to be always. It was even when I was a child. You know,
Linda?
Well, we had God, for one.
No.
We had
the difference was charity was in the hands of the people instead of the hands of the government.
Abso-freaking-lutely. That's my new word. It's the truth. No,
it is the truth.
I told everybody, in fact, I do this all the time, all day long. I'm usually 3 to 4 hours in the morning on that poor computer because I'm getting the emails from people in my community, my newspaper articles, and I tell them, get the government out of my life, out of my school, my refrigerator, my car, everything, all of it, out of my bicycle, my light bulb, all of it. I've had it. I mean, I get really adamant because I'm tired of it. We're not taking a stand. And that's what Glenn's show is so amazing. If you guys can get in there and get to that show today, it was phenomenal, especially with David Barton, Rabbi Lappin, who has a website, and I love this guy because this guy's brilliant on the Old Testament. And his website's called youneedarabbi.com. It's hysterical. But anyway, the man is brilliant. And the other guy was, his name was, I can't remember it, but it's a Hutch, I think they called him, a black southern preacher. And this guy was brilliant as well. I mean, he says, that's easy, Martin Luther King, Bonhoeffer, that's real easy. He says, if you're going to take a stand and you're going to do something only one time, like die, might as well go out in a flame, baby. I'm not afraid to stand up and speak the truth. You stand in that truth. And I'm like, yeah. And that's what he was trying to encourage Glenn, because Glenn's got to stand up and speak tomorrow. It's not even his gig. He's got to pay money out of his pocket to go take his whole crew to Washington, D.C. tomorrow to speak. There's 70 decent people who want to stop this amnesty, and I'm all for it. Why do you think I've been on the soapbox for 3 days? I mean, I don't know what else to do. It took me only 5 minutes, Bill. Are you still there?
It
took me 5 minutes to make 4 phone calls. I went into this site. It's very real simple. You just type in U.S. House of Representatives, whatever. The whole damn thing comes. You just type. It gives you the website. You type in. You go to the link that says representatives, the whole shooting match is right there. All 435 of them are all there. And you can go down, and it's all alphabetical from by state. So first guy I called was from Arizona. His name's Paul Gosser. Never even heard of him. District 4. Their first three people I called didn't even ask where I was from, because a lot of times they make you say your city because they don't want people that aren't being represented, you know. And they were really cool. And he said, and I told every one of them, I said, I'm a concerned citizen. I said, this is a big press conference tomorrow in D.C. I says, we don't want amnesty. We don't want anything passed in the House of Representatives, because we know this is bad for our sovereignty, our country, our jobs, and our freedom. And he says, I will tell you, ma'am, Paul Gosser is totally adverse to this amnesty in any form. And I said, praise the Lord. And then I went on to the next one, and I got lots of good stuff from these guys. And, you know, I had 2 from AZ and 2 from Arkansas, because that was the alphabetical order, and it was great. You guys, it took me less than 5 minutes. Do it. Get out there and call these people.
The problem we're running into is you have a Senate that's bound and determined that there's not going to be no border security first.
Oh, jeez. They don't care.
We have been through this sham. We have been through this
lie.
How many
times?
So many times. And Harry Reid, you've been there the entire time. And Harry, if I had the power, every one of you that's been sitting there since 1986 that has not enforcing the laws as they were written, your butts would be in jail. Every one of you.
Oh, I know. Well, you know
I would charge you with aiding and abetting on a foreign invasion.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's Rod has sent me several things regarding the Constitution and immigration, and he's been sending stuff to senators left and right, and I praise him for that. I think that's wonderful. I think we should all do our part. He does it by email, letters, whatever. I'm on the phone. I'm writing blogs to. I went everywhere today. Tea Party Nation, my email boxes. I went to Facebook. I went everywhere. I went to Patriot Families. I did everything I could to get people off their couches. Please call somebody.
And while we're sitting here talking, there's a scam being exposed in 7-Elevens in 7 states, I think it was, where they were basically gaining fake IDs and everything else through there.
Yeah, I know. There's so many things to talk about. I mean, like I said, please, people, just help Glenn and Michelle and Louis Gohmert fight against these people. We cannot have bills passed in the House. We've got to – you guys, first person you should call is John Boehner's office. I got through yesterday, no problem, and I was able to leave a message on his voicemail, and I was very polite, and I actually addressed him as Mr. Speaker, but I was very firm, and I said, nothing goes through this House. Please, we cannot have this.
If you get on Facebook or anywhere, look up iFire, I-F-I-R-E, all capital letters, .com. They're from Indiana, Cherie Calabro and Greg Serban. They do an awesome job, and they have been doing an awesome job for the last I don't know how many years. They pour their hearts and souls into this and doing the research and digging out the facts and the statistics that many don't want to tell you or share with you.
Oh, I know. It's insane, Bill. You know. And what I was talking about, there's I'm one of the charter members of this group called Americans Protecting Property Rights. That's when I found out about Agenda 21 about 3.5 years ago. And Mary Baker is also one of these groups. In this group, and she just emailed me not too long ago, and she says she's coming to the Thursday meeting. So I've got her, myself, and Gary from Vista Tea Party Patriots, who's also involved in these groups, and it was just wonderful. I'm hearing from people finally that they're coming Thursday to my city to help me in my quest to educate about Agenda 21 and sustainable development and all the rest of the nonsense and the buzzwords. And I'm bringing my whole arsenal. I'm going to do my best to not be like Jesse Ventura and get crazy, because I know I can, but I'll do my best. and follow their lead and just go with it and say, you know, and ask them questions, just simple questions. So, yeah, kids, 646-378-0321. Thanks for posting all that, Bill. That was great.
They're going to try to paint you as a hater, Linda, and they don't understand. I've been dealing with this situation for a long time. And
right.
I always try to put that out there. I'm not against you coming to this country. I'm against you jumping in line in front of other people who have had the respect to follow the rule of law and coming. I'm against you coming here and we don't know who you are, anything like that. And I'm against the criminal part coming in and terrorists coming across that border and all this and that. And that's what's happened and continued to happen and been happening and will continue to happen if we listen to this Senate and these people.
Let me tell you about the Senate.
I want
to
see more, had a chance to walk and talk with the Mexican consulate.
Wow.
And we both share the same opinion about people that are Americans here. There's no one here pushing for them that's not trying to gain an advantage off of them, either for cheap labor or votes or whatever. Every one of them wants to use them, and they know it. They're not dumb. They know that. And the guy told me, he said, Bill, they got more respect for you because you come out there and tell the truth. These other guys, they're out to screw them over to use them in some way or another. You're not out to do that.
No, I'm not.
The problem in their country is our country.
Yeah.
In many of these countries, is the influence of our country.
You know, when you're speaking face-to-face with somebody, whether you're knocking on doors or you're talking to people on the air or you're talking to anyone on the phone or you're at a meeting or you're trying to present something, when they hear the truth, Bill, they know it. Most people aren't, you know, totally cognitive dissonant. You know, they get it. If you can connect
with them.
People come
here from Mexico because Mexico is a corrupt government that is screwing their people over. We know that. They know that. But they also know, because I'm not ashamed to tell them. The day they want to go down there and straighten their country out, I'll be there with them.
I'm sure you would. And you would be a force to be
reckoned
with.
I'll return to mine.
Absolutely. No, I understand. But, you know, you get these factions, you get these communist front groups like La Raza and all the rest of them, and Mecha. You know what they are. And then you get...
why isn't La Raza listed as a hate group?
Well, because the same as CARE isn't.
La Raza's name stands for the race.
That's not
a racist organization just by its own name.
That's true. But
they're not listed as a hate organization, and they receive something like $15 million a year from us, the taxpayers.
Well, the other part is if you read their slogans, then you know that it's pure communism. You know that it's Marxism right out of the box. So you know that these are the factions, and what they're doing is they're duping their own people and using them as Lenin's useful idiots. And you've heard that before because you are an educated man. So I know you know what I'm talking about. And this has been going on since Christ was a corporal. I'm telling you guys, this is nothing new. We just got to start speaking up and fighting against it. I'll die on any hill that keeps this country sovereign and individual sovereignty.
Could you imagine what it would be like if Mexico's people had the liberties and freedoms that we do here, that they didn't have a government that was screwing them at every turn, trying to keep them poor and keep themselves in pocket and wealth?
Well, you know, you could say that about just about
illegal activities.
I know.
Imagine what it would be like to have countries living side by side that all of them put freedom and liberty of their people first.
Well, you know, the other thing too. Listen, look, you have to realize that there are natural resources and natural beauty in that country, like any place else on this planet, because we have a beautiful planet. It was designed by our wonderful Creator.
Oh,
I've been to
Mexico. Brazil to all of them.
When it used to be safe to go there back in the early 90s and late 80s, it was a fun place to go to Tijuana and shop in the daytime and go get a beer or whatever and some salsa and tacos. But I wouldn't go down there now if you paid me $1 million. That's crazy. Not without, you know, Secret Service. Absolutely. There's no way.
The sadness is if we could wake them up to the truth of what's going on and how they're being used and what the future will be for them under this global government.
I think we're going to have to start with... Yeah, we're going to have to start with the people right here, though, even whether they've got their green card or not.
We've got to stop that. But at the same time, we've got to be waking other people up, too.
Absolutely.
Our job is so overwhelming, and that's why it takes a bunch of us working together to do it.
Exactly. Here's the thing. If we could just get the legal citizens who were born in Podunk, Indiana, or Iowa, or wherever, Portland, Oregon, whatever, in this country... to wake the blank up, Bill, this would be, if we even had 20%, Bill, can you fathom what kind of a movement we could have? I mean, I don't even think the colonists had 5% who were the Sons of Liberty going up against this evil regime of Britain. Britain was oppressive. That was totalitarian craziness. That was the Iron Fist. And that wasn't the first one. In history? Good grief. You got to know how far back that goes. That goes back to the Garden of Eden and
that's
Babylon.
True. Now, you're asking people to read that far back, Linda, and you can't even get them to read the stuff of today.
I can't even get them to read the front
real.
Page of the
You have a media that is complicit in hiding the truth from the public, doing the exact opposite of what the media was supposed to be designed to do. They're not telling you that. They're not giving you the news. They're giving you their propaganda.
Uh-huh.
They're bending the facts. They're bending the outlook. They're trying to coerce you
to go a certain
way.
Yeah, they're so Walter Lippmann. They're so Bernays. They're so Goebbels. Oh, I know. Well, Yola talks about them leaving. Well, they're not going to leave voluntarily, but there was Operation Wetback way back in the day. And, I don't give a rat's behind who thinks I'm racist when I say wetback. Look, I grew up in California. I heard that term all my life.
That was the name of the project.
You betcha. And they got
he did that.
Yes.
World War II,
Korea. Yes. Oops, sorry, yo. I know she's talking in the chat room.
And it could be done now, Linda, through a thing called attrition. It's time you start nabbing some of these employers hiring illegal aliens. You
mm-hmm.
can start with Royalty Construction in Seymour, Indiana.
And you cut off,
I can name factory after factory, place after place that has illegals working for them.
Yeah,
and what happens there is they get underpaid, so the owner, the boss,
mm-hmm.
he gets more pay, and he's able
exactly.
to have an unfair labor practice. Because
right.
he can outbid anybody else because he don't have to pay a decent wage.
And when you talk, here's the thing. You talk about an anti-free market, anti-capitalism situation, when you get the government out of it all, you have liberty. You have a free market, free people. I don't care whether you're talking about Agenda 21, illegal immigration, what's that stuff called, the minimum wage nonsense. That central economic planning nonsense. All you're you got illegals flooding. You're paying them like $5 an hour or less, and then you got minimum wage over here. All you're doing is destroying the economy and free market. That's what you're doing, and you're actually driving it down.
The economy. If you can destroy the economy and totally disrupt and deteriorate the culture, then it's easier for you to bring in a global government.
That's exactly what
they want.
I know. Well, yeah.
The illegals are for two things, to disrupt destroy the culture and the economy.
Well, here's
every
the thing.
Every time
I
they give
that.
You a measure, every time these people put out a measure of numbers and say this is what it's going to cost, this is what it's going to cost.
I know.
Go 5 years past that number into the future.
You don't have 5 years, Bill.
Usually what they've done is put off the cost of paying for whatever it is 5 years past the point they project to you.
Right.
I once asked a buddy of mine, a friend who works on the he had a hand in putting the U.S. debt clock together.
I know.
And I asked him, how come I can't take this thing 13, 20 years into the future? He said, because if you did, there'd be a revolution.
Yeah. What's the one thing or the one group that stands in the way of the Illuminati getting their wish? Us, America, or its idea.
Aha. I've said many times, the Tea Party was, the awakening of the Tea Party and people standing up against the government was something that they did not foresee happening.
And
it
you know
put
what?
A big dent in their timeline.
You damn right. And here's the thing. I was watching Glenn today, and what happened was he went around the table, and he had Lappin, and he had Barton, and he had this gentleman, the black preacher, part of the Black Robe Regiment. And he was asking them, you know, how do I steer my comments? How do I steer my speech? And they all gave their ideas. And he was so grateful because he's been very, tenuous about this. Because ever since he made the decision, he says, my God, he says, I don't even know what to say. And so, but he said, oh my, you guys make me feel so much more uplifted, so much more confident, so much more hopeful that there's a chance to save this, what's left of this poor tattered republic. And I feel the same way. I'm looking at this stuff, Bill, like you are, and I'm going, Jesus, Lord, what are we going to do? That's why I get on the internet every single day. I blog. I go to the newspapers. I go everywhere I can. I think I got Michael Magic coming. I'm going to bring him in a second. But look what we got to go through. But I'm not done fighting. I don't care if I have to go down with a – I don't even have an AR-15, but I got a hell of a good shotgun. I don't care. I mean, I don't want it to come to that. But if it does, it does. You know, how do you – that's – you got to have God on your side, you know. You got to have God, and you got to have some ammo, and you got to stand in the light of truth.
I've had a solution to the whole thing on amnesty for years. It's simple. You put a place on the tax form. If you support it, you check that box. You will have to pay for it.
Absolutely.
And if you don't support it, you don't check that box. You don't have to pay for it. And by the amount of people who choose, that's the percentage that'll be divided up and the cost that'll be handed down to those that
you
do
betcha.
Support it.
Yeah, well,
let's
that's,
see how
well,
fast
good,
they change their
idea.
Minds.
Yellow
let's see
lecture,
how fast
I
they
did.
Change their minds.
Absolutely. And Michael Magic, thank you for calling. Welcome, sir.
Hi, Linda and Bill and everyone in the room.
Hello, Mike.
It's so good to hear from you. And I'm feeling so bad because with my push to do the recital this year, we have our shows and our classes on Fridays. I keep missing your shows, but I have come to them as often as possible, and they are very uplifting. Jeremiah is great. You know, your thoughts are great. I love the Bible. I've been trying to read more and more. I've been praying more. I have been doing that on my shows as much as possible. Of course, now the big push to end the amnesty thing, and I get it. In fact, all those wonderful preachers on Glenn's show today were very, very uplifting. They're hot. They get it, man. They're just like, okay, I'm right with the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm going to stand up and fight. I don't care. Let them take me out. It was wonderful. Go ahead.
Well, I actually called to give information about something that many people do not know about.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I think very few know about it. But regarding Obamacare, which will take effect.
Yeah, I know.
This January of 2014, within those 327,000 words that are in Obamacare, there is a section called Section 1555, okay, and this is in the Obama health care plan, H.R. 3590.
Yeah.
And the freedom not to participate in federal health insurance programs.
Oh my God.
It says no individual, company, business, nonprofit entity, or health insurance issuing, offering, group, or individual health insurance coverage shall be required to participate in any federal health insurance program created under this act or any amendments by this act or in any federal health insurance program expanded by this act or any such amendments, and there shall be no penalty or fine imposed upon any such user for choosing not to participate in
such
programs. So this is stuck in the middle, and that's why very few people, you know, bought it. But I'm going to put a link. I'm going to put the headline for this, and I'm going to put that paragraph I read into the chat room. But just so people know, it is not mandatory.
Okay. Would you also, when you have a minute, put that link and everything into the Patriot Family site, because chat room, that way I can get it. I don't want to pull up too much stuff or I'll lose my studio, but wow. Yeah, definitely. Please.
That is,
then I can, that is awesome. Yeah. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on. There's just, you know, as you know, and that's why I know Bill's active. I am huge. Oh, that's great. Thanks so much. There's no federal insurance. I heard about the FDIC. I've been reading that nonsense in the Creature from Jekyll Island. Everything that I've read in the last probably week has solidified what I've had a hunch. But again, if we don't stand up and do stuff, my goodness. I mean, look, Michael, I love the Lord, too. I know Bill does and Rod and all these people, Yo and the rest. They do. They absolutely do. These people pray on their knees. You know, and we were praying for Ron and his family because his dad was not – you didn't hear about that maybe unless you found the archives. But his dad had a collapse, and we're kind of worried about him, so we're all praying for him. But, yeah, we – look, we stand and try to stand in the truth, but, you know – of all the wonderful people who have ever loved God, I think Dietrich Bonhoeffer was one of them. And boy, he stood up and fought. He wasn't just a pastor. He was a martyr and a spy. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do, you know. But I know that Jesus is going to take care of some stuff. But in the meantime, I'm fighting. I don't care. I'm out there. I'm going to stand in the truth. I'm going to read the truth, and I'm going to evangelize it.
That's it. We have to keep educating people. We got to keep putting it out there and keep reaching around. And I'll tell you something. In the last week, I know Chad, he's out every day. He goes to work. He's out there. He's talking to his customers. He's telling everybody, and they're sharing. But he's noticing that it's groups gathering. Instead of just one person now, it's other people.
Good.
They're starting to gather in little groups and talk about it. And I had another friend from out here. She went to town. Said her and a woman started talking. Next thing you know, there's five or six people. You're starting to see that. People are starting to talk because they're starting to feel things. And they're starting to wonder what the heck is going on.
Yeah.
And they're hearing things.
Thank God. Thank God. And they're waking up slowly, but they are. I mean, at least.
But they're
not
getting it from the media. They're not getting it from the media. They're getting it from people who's getting it off the internet and telling them, hey, man, I read this. Or, hey, I read this.
Emailing. Yeah. And I've seen his numbers plummet, not far enough, fast enough for me, but at least it's a start. So you guys talk amongst
yourselves.
Well,
you got to realize, if they put out the truth, if every news media was down the middle and went against both sides when they did wrong and printed the truth, right now all elected numbers would be in the toilet. There'd be a handful like Ted Cruz and Rand Paul or some other sticking out there. They're going to try to shove Jeb Bush down your throat. Jeb Bush. Jeb comes out for amnesty. Jeb's talking about, you know how our population's shrinking and we need the immigration to keep the population. Here's the thing. I read this article. So quickly, right behind it, I was posting another article about Jeb Bush meeting with Bloomberg, Gates, Oprah Winfrey, and others about world depopulation. So, Jeb, which way is it? Do you want to populate or depopulate?
Oh, it's sick. You know, Jeb Bush comes from a long line of the Bushes, the Prescott Bush, the H.W. Bush, the Panty Waist Bush. You know, all these clowns who are blue blood elitists, born into money, married into money, hooked up with all the evilness of the world, the Skull and Bones, the Bohemian Grove and the rest of it, and the Illuminati and probably Council on Foreign Relations. Well, you know what? They can all drop dead and go where they need to go into Hades, because that's where they're headed anyway. I can't take these people.
Well,
it's
not our place to judge where they're going.
Oh, well, I know. I got a good inkling, though. I would bet my money on it.
If you're a threat to our children, if you're a threat to our grandchildren, to our family members, or you're a threat to our fellow citizens in any way and stuff, then it's our duty to help you arrange you to meet that maker.
Absolutely.
It's a sadness we've come to in our country when the main goal of politics is to keep us divided. Don't let us wake up and stand up together against the corruption being perpetrated on us from both sides of the aisle.
Oh, I know.
Both sides of the aisle are liars and in cahoots with the destruction of our nation.
Yes, I have in the past week have called our government an oligarchy more than one time, let me tell you. Probably more than 10 times. I cannot take these people anymore. You have to understand the pecking order, and you have to understand that there's puppet masters, and there's followers, and there's leaders, and the leaders are the most evil. Whether they worship Satan or not, they worship themselves more. They are the builders of Babylon, and I don't want anything to do with it. I'm sick of it. I want them as far away from me as possible. And I don't want them to have any Sharia law or New World Order law or any of it. I'm sick of it. We need our biblical principles and our founding, because the founding was there.
It was
right
in Louisiana
God.
Where the elected guy, the Democrat, just changed to Republican.
Yes.
I
can't remember his name. The black guy. Yeah, he's been all over the internet. He's like viral. Yeah. It's amazing. It was all over the blaze. It was all over the internet, like Facebook for days. Yeah, today.
He's viral.
It was amazing.
Because he came out speaking the truth.
Yeah, there's a guy who wrote. His name's Mason Weaver. He's in San Diego, and he's all over the place. He goes speaking all over the country. He wrote a book called "It's Okay to Leave the Plantation." He's a black guy. Mason is wonderful. I've known him for 4 years or five, probably by now. And he was blogging today on Facebook. He goes, "Who is this guy? He's stealing my lines, you know?" Because he found out, of course, he's not stealing anything. He's just speaking the truth. And he's very much, he reminded me very much of Mason Weaver with "Get off the plantation." You know, they're trying to keep you down on the farm, boys. You know, it was amazing. Yeah, because Mason spoke at many rallies and ran for office here locally, I'm pretty sure, a couple times. But yeah, it's amazing.
Know, if he was to put a category on the voting ballots at every election that said none of the above, that's going to win more times than not.
Oh, my God.
The truth is, if you're in the public and you're looking at them, you know right now, most anybody right now in today's world who runs for politics runs so for their own selfish personal reasons. They're not out from anybody but themselves.
You don't have those
people who go out there and think that's the greatest honor in the world to be selected to represent the people, and who go in there and fight and do the best job they can do for those people. That don't mean go to Washington, D.C. and get funds to come home and build some kind of damn park.
Oh, I know. Oh, it's so corrupt. Look.
That don't
it's
mean
so
go
beyond.
To Washington, D.C. and all of a sudden start stabbing your constituents back home in the back and ignoring the constitutions and the rules of law. That don't mean you make up the laws as you go along. It doesn't mean that you are above the law and exempt from being justice being handed down to you, because you're not. Nobody is.
Yeah, I. Doc
we have
was
been
saying,
played. We have been I played, said, and we have
oh
been
my
played.
God. Oh, honey,
and
we've been lied to
it's coming
so
to,
thoroughly.
It's coming to an end, and they know,
know
it's coming to an end.
Oh, I know. Look, I had
because
a conversation.
The moment,
with...
Because we're seeing people talk, Linda.
Yep. Oh, I had a lady come
that
up.
That normally wouldn't talk, all of a sudden
you
they're
got
talking.
It. You got it. Yeah, absolutely. There was a gal that I met. She's actually, a couple times I talked to her, but we got into the politics act of it, aspect of it the other day out by the pool. And I said, you know, I tried to explain some things, and I explained to her about taxation and compensation and all these things. And she was starting to, you know, she was getting it. People are opening up because they are fed up. They're understanding that government is not the answer, that they are the huge problem. And there's also an awakening, I think, in certain circles. I'm hoping, I know in my circles here and I know in yours, that God is part of the answer. Absolutely. Because if we don't look to him first, I mean, it's insane what's going on, what they've done. There has been many people who've come forward after the Gosnell trial saying, well, yeah, one of the reasons we have people in business like Gosnell is because the public goes and demands their services. You know, you've got to figure out to go back to some shame and some morality and some decency and understanding human life.
On morality.
Oh, my gosh.
Every nation that turned immoral and became overrun with morality has either been a slum nation never getting anywhere or has fallen from their highest arcs downward. Look at Rome.
Oh, I know. Greece.
Greece, all of them. Look at them.
Yep.
Immorality destroyed them.
Sodom and Gomorrah got destroyed because of it. I mean, that was it was pretty clear. Don't look back. You turn into a pillar of salt. So that's why when I leave California, I have to put duct tape on my mirrors so I don't look back. Oh, my God, this place is doomed. And you know what? I tell them every day. I tell all these clowns and all these little rags that they're put out, like the Union Tribune, I tell them, I can hardly wait to get out of this mess. I'm disgusted by it. This is a state of self-destruction. It is. It is. It's like, God, are they all, do they belong to Alcoholics Anonymous? They're so self-destructive. I've never seen anything like it. These people.
Well,
and they're
so
ignorant.
They're putting we have a nation that their policies are putting the small man, the small businesses out of power, out of existence.
Yeah.
And
it's fascism.
The corporate businesses they're trying to take control of.
Yep. Oh, I know. It's been going on for 100 years, ever since. Look, it's 2013. It was 1913 when that damn Federal Reserve Act was put in and that 16th Amendment was put in. You know that was one of the biggest mistakes ever. And even Woodrow Wilson himself said, I think I unwittingly destroyed my nation. And he did. He was part of it. And I think that that's why one of the reasons that Lincoln was assassinated was because he realized what he did. And he was trying to correct it, and they got rid of him. This is the Illuminati.
Well,
do you think they haven't been around that long? Please. Yep.
They've always been. It's been a plan, and they knew they had to implement things slowly over a period of time and years to get. Because they were going on a global scale. It'd be different if they were just working onto a country. But this is on a global scale, and to pull
it off
to get where they're at right now is an amazement.
Oh, I know, but you know what?
How countries haven't woken up and stood up against them, but.
It
kind of reminds me of J. Edgar Hoover. Remember, J. Edgar had a file on everybody.
Yep.
He could blackmail anybody.
No.
Well, that's kind of what we have now.
Well, here's the thing. Look,
only
when you look at this, you've got this stupid oligarchy, this totalitarian bunch of thugs in D.C. You got the 545, whatever's out there with the czars and the fringe. And you've got 320 million people, and you've got half of them, or better now, are somewhat conservative and libertarian. What the hell?
You change that.
What I'm saying is, why are we so
30,
afraid?
40 million people at a time.
Oh, I know. Why are we right now, and have been for so long, afraid of these people? Because they've intimidated us like Chicago thugs for the last 50 years. That's why. And we've got to say, you know what? Let's pull back the curtain and look at that little thing behind, the Oz deal. That's what we're dealing with. We've got to expose it and say, I'm not afraid of you. I don't care.
I'm getting ready to say something here. Too many people put on an image, and they're afraid for that image to be tarnished. And the truth is, there's none of us a perfect man. Or a perfect woman. So,
right.
If you have an imperfection, who cares?
Yeah.
Go off of those things that you have going for you and stick to those things. Well, if you have a world where people are afraid of their imperfections being exposed, so they bow down and become controlled. And
yep.
That's what we're facing. Too many controlled and not enough standing up and going their own way.
Well, yeah, it's gonna turn because we're at a crux, and we'll get into that in a minute. Go ahead and talk. I'll be right back.
Well, we've let ourselves get to here because we keep, like with the immigration, we keep letting them get by with the things, and they keep bringing it back and bringing it back and bringing it back. And it's kind of like the Alinsky thing where, to me and Chad, what do you think we're, it's, you know, keep pushing the lie until it's accepted as truth. And they keep pushing amnesty and thinking that we're eventually going to accept all the lies that they tell us about it. They're telling you now that, oh, you know, you have Marco Rubio going on the Spanish channel and saying exactly the opposite of what he's saying on the English channels.
Oh, that was just disgusting. Oh, he lost me on that. Oh, my God.
That shows the lowness of these people.
Oh, my God. What a schmuck. Like the people in California can't speak Spanish who are white? Please. My Lord.
Why are they why is there such a push for everybody to speak Spanish? China owns the country.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it does in a sense, absolutely. I mean, they've been playing this game. I don't care. As long as I still have my weapons, that's it. I'm dying on these hills. They ain't taking they're not taking my guns. And I'm going to stand up against amnesty, and I'm going to fight against Agenda 21 any way I can. And I'll speak and whatever. That's it. I'm standing in the truth, in the light of fire of the truth. I was reading Doc's thing.
What we have is a government that is trying to change what the truth is.
Well, they're trying to shred what our
truth
is.
Good, evil.
Yep.
Darkness,
oh, no,
light, light, darkness. You see it. You have a guy standing there for trying to tell the nation he's a Christian. And he's no more Christian than a polywog.
Oh. Yeah, he's no more straight
real.
Than...
No
he's
Christian
no more
will
straight
come out
than,
and help and assist in the attacks of tearing down Christianity as much as this man has. He is a deceiver.
Yes, he is.
He's
and
a con
man. I know he's a puppet, but it doesn't matter. He was chosen
the Reverend Manning, the Reverend Manning, when he called him a long-legged Mac Daddy, knew exactly
yep.
what he was talking about and
absolutely.
Labeled him correctly.
Oh, he did. Oh, he got it. That was way back in the day, and he was trying to get him out then, back then, in the very, very beginning. It's very sad that we have people that vote like this. But see, in 2012, I do believe that there was a lot of shenanigans going on, and that's why he didn't care about the first debate, and that's why he was not worried about anything, and that's why he said what he said to Medvedev on the hot mic. He knew. He had everything in place. He had all of this stuff going on. He used the data mining back then. He knew he was going to – he had no problem knowing that he was going to get in, and we have just enough idiotic – you know, brain-dead retards out there that can vote for something like this. They wouldn't know Keynes from Marx, from Vladimir Putin to Vladimir Lenin. They wouldn't know what I'm talking about. They wouldn't even know who the hell Paul Revere was. This is how stupid they
are. Let me ask you, Linda, what do you think is going to happen? They grant this amnesty, and that 11 million number jumped up to 22 or 3 million.
Or 50.
And then you can't find, there's not enough work to go around. The economy doesn't improve because of
there's
the influx.
There's no work now. There's
you're telling
no work
me
right
that these people aren't going to get Bennett, ain't going to get welfare and all this and that?
That's exactly
well,
what they're doing.
I got news for you. You're the biggest bunch of liars that ever existed.
I know, Bill. I agree. Look.
There's loopholes. Everything they're putting in there has loopholes or is distorted or everything else. This bill, the bill they're putting together is not even worth calling a bill. call it what it is. It's a handout of amnesty back door.
I'm answering his questions. They're not Republicans,
but
Rod.
No, Rod brings up the thing. Because Rod, in 2005 and 2006, when I was fighting against amnesty, I was fighting the Republican Party. I was fighting John McCain alongside of Ted Kennedy. That's where he stood. It was Senator Jeff Sessions who led the way and led the battle. Dana Rohrabacher and others like that, Tom Tancredo, these are the guys who led the battle against amnesty.
Right.
The same rhinos coming back on the Republican side trying to do it again.
They're progressives. Have you seen the look on that Lindsey Graham cracker's face when he talks about a big tent or Rubio or McShane? Holy crying out loud. If that's not a Marxist in sheep's clothing, I'd like to know what you call it. That man is delusional. They are all delusional. These people actually spew this nonsense. I think that they're just hell-bent on helping Obama destroy the country. That's what I think. I think it's not even a matter of being, you know,
well,
delusional.
As Rod just said, if you go back and look, George Soros, as Republicans go, I think Soros has funded more to McCain than anybody.
Right. You know, McShane.
That should tell you something right there about McCain.
McCain should have gone out of that Senate 20 years ago. This man is old. He's decrepit. The same with Piglosi, Frankenfeinstein, Boxer.
Self-serving progressive.
Yes. Read all of them. They all need to be in rubber rooms right now, in straitjackets. That's just me. You know, okay. I know
We've got them on both sides of the aisle. We've got
Graham needs to go.
And the ones that actually stand up for the American people are attacked by both sides.
Of course
and
they are.
And the media.
Oh. Of course they. Oh well, yes. They're attacked by the progressive right, left, in between, all of it. They're because these people are part of the oligarchy and the totalitarian rule and the New World Order creeps. They have a hidden agenda. You know what it is. You know it, Bill. You've been studying this longer than I have. I'm sick of it.
I do know it, and I've been trying to tell people about it. I've been trying to wake people up to it for years There's more awake today and more waking up every day. It's not the numbers that I'd like to see because I like to see a big thing about it. I like to see some media actually pick it up and tell the truth about it. And
yeah,
I don't see that's going to ever happen, not with Fox,
anybody. The only ones who is actually doing it on a TV thing, and that's only on the internet, and that's Glenn Beck. He tells a lot of the truth. He talks about amnesty. He's talking about Syria. He's got kids doing the news reports an hour ago on the Real News on the Blaze. Buck Sexton was in Jordan talking to these people about what's going on in Syria. It's a mess. The Sunni
well,
and the Shiite.
Let me ask you this, Doc. For the black population, what is amnesty going to do to them?
Oh, God. It's going to make it worse. They're going to have 55% unemployment.
Yeah, it's going to make it way worse on the blacks.
Oh, my God. And look at people like anybody. I don't give a crap who you are. You're white, yellow, brown, red, green. Man, nobody can get a job, Bill. And
the
black community.
They're gonna well, look, you get a reward for hiring one of the illegals.
Oh, my God. It's upside down.
If you're an illegal and you got a criminal record, they can't use that against you like they can American citizens.
Well, it's the same scenario as to why they didn't stop the Sarnoff brothers and they didn't stop the Fort Hood people and they don't do anything. They don't do their jobs, but they want to target you and me, the patriots, of course, because like Ron Paul said, and I'll keep saying it because it's the damn truth. When you have a dictatorship, the truth is treasonous. And that's why they're going after us, Bill. You know why. Because they're Marxists. They're evil.
When blacks start seeing that they're now secondary to Hispanics and Hispanics start overriding them on jobs, education, and those kinds of things, do you think the blacks aren't going to turn on the Democratic Party?
They'll I don't
turn
know.
In droves.
I hope they do. Look, the Democratic Party, we know what they are. These guys have been bad for 120 years, okay? We know that. The Republicans are just as bad. If I can count maybe on a half my toes and maybe one of my hands or something, the people in the Senate and the House that are decent, that are not any of these people, any of this garbage, that are true Jeffersonians. I mean, why do you think Congress on both houses has the lowest approval rating in the history of this country? These people are nuts. They've all succumbed to the New World Order. They've all been usurped. It's like the pod people. They've been usurped. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Doc, what I'm telling you is that hand that feeds them is going to quit feeding them because it's got to feed these other people.
It's going to collapse, and then we're going to have,
yeah.
You know what we're going to have. We're going to have civil war. You know damn well what's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. And the way they're pushing this, I'm looking at my watch every 5 minutes.
It's one of the reasons they wanted us disarmed so badly.
Oh, you damn right. And they ain't taking mine. I don't care. Oh, no. No, no. I'm sorry. I will die on that hill. I will leave this state so fast. You know what they passed? This was like a few days ago. This was all over Facebook, and I was trying to figure out what they did, but they did it, and I think they even put it in the newspaper. They've got the $50 whatever every time you buy ammo in California, and you have to do a background check, and I don't think they got the fingerprint part, but they're trying to outlaw the AR-22 rifles and call them assault rifles. Any AR or any rifle that has a detachable magazine has to be now re-registered or whatever. It's also considered illegal to have and buy. It now they're going to put everything out of business in California. They are crazy.
So who's filing the lawsuit against the state of California for a violation of the Second Amendment?
As far as I know, nobody.
Being infringed, people, means that you cannot change anything about it.
They're doing
anything in there that detours, slows down, blocks, you know, anything. You don't have that right. I don't care who you are in California. You do not have that right.
I know. We have idiots. We have a blue state of morons. We have very few people on our side. You've got a super majority of complete progressive Marxists up in Sacramento. Jerry Mussolini Brown is leading the helm. We've got a communist socialist in San Diego's mayor. I mean, it's a mess. It's every place from San Francisco all the way to Chula Vista, the whole damn length of the state, is greening. They're trying to green everything. Why do you think I'm going to these meetings? I got a meeting tonight and one on Thursday. I'm going to raise hell. I can't take this anymore. I've been blogging about this for a week or more. They don't listen to me. And I don't even know how to get it across to them.
You keep thinking that, but if there's one person out there that listens to you, one person out there that's paying attention to you,
right?
Then you're not lost. It's not lost. Keep
I know. What I'll do on Thursday when I go in front of this, it's like a workshop, and there's going to be public there, and there's going to be Delphi people there, and there's going to be stakeholders and facilitators and people who are evil. And there's going to be good people, and there's going to be my buddies behind me. And I'm going to bring my material and my chalkboard, you know, my Glenn Beck thing that I have, and which is portable. And I'm going to try to explain to them. And what I'm going to have to do is say, I have to ask questions and say, you know, what part of this map do you think is good? How is this going to turn out for you? You know, why do you use these terminology if you're not fully supporting this wildlands project and this euthanasia or the eugenics and the depopulation and the non-private property and the non-cars and all the rest of it? How do you justify using this terminology put down by these people written in 40 chapters in 1992? How do you do that? How do you justify this and stand here and tell people this is what you want? I'm going to have to do it that way because I think that's the only thing that's going to make people's light bulbs go up. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what else. What am I supposed to say to them? Turn into Thor and start throwing lightning bolts at them?
You just keep pushing the truth at them. You keep
I know.
Trying to.
And I
you
know.
Keep digging and you keep digging at educating. That's what we set out to do. Our goal is to get people to unite. And
one of my goals is to get people to open up
a
book.
Elected, I know.
Bill, one of my goals is to get somebody to to, if I can bring in, bring them to the little trough and get them to take a sip, if I can get them to open up a dictionary, for the love of God, something for the love of God, educate yourself. This is what one of my quests, because okay, I want to say goodnight, Yo. Thank you. God bless. And I know you're put some heat on your neck, ice, heat, whatever. Do it. Take Valium. We love you. And we're going to see you in Delaney, my dear. Okay. Yeah. Oh, you're taking off, Rod? Okay. God bless, Rod. We're going to lose our audience. We got 24 minutes. We're good. And I think Michael Magics is still on the air with us because I see him here. He hasn't dropped off. And we love having you. And we do appreciate your Friday shows and your preaching of the Lord's word, because that's so cool.
I know, because we all missed that main one fact, and is we have a God who's loving.
Oh my gosh.
And
I mean,
that's the reason for everything, is his love. Without it, there wasn't no reason to ever, once he flooded it, he would have left it flooded. It was because of that love, that we're still here today, and because of that love that he's letting us, you know, go through what we're going through, and until we wake up to that and quit thinking that everything is based off of the other or treating each
right.
other that same way.
I know.
We're in a battle that.
Yes.
It's good. I'll be honest. To me, it's good versus evil. We
it
can't
is.
Let
it
evil
absolutely
win.
Is.
We can't let evil win.
No. Nope.
And the way you beat evil is by exposing the evil. And that's what we must do. We must keep working at exposing the evil. And we got to keep trying to bring people together, standing together. Because I don't know about
yes.
you, Linda, but I do this because there's people out there that I love.
Oh, yeah.
People
oh, my
I
gosh.
Want to protect. People I want
you
to see have a
oh.
chance in the future.
You know what? Look, I'm there. I know. I have so many dichotomies in my life right now because I have people in my own family who don't get it. My sister gets it, but she's afraid to speak and stand in that truth around certain people, even in her own family, because they are so adamantly against what I'm doing because they don't understand it, or they think I'm Jesse Ventura. You know what I mean? It's very bizarre. So I walk a fine line on everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, I feel like Glenn Beck right now. I'm not kidding. It's amazing, and I know you do too, because you go through this. Michael Magic goes through this. Yola does. Everybody does. Doc, I'm sure he does.
When I go out in public, I don't care. I'm not. I don't let anyone
right.
intimidate me.
Right.
I don't let anyone try to degrade me or get by with those kinds of things. And I haven't had that problem. Most of the places, actually, when I go out in town, the places I go to, when people see me, I'm usually met with a pretty good a handshake, a pat on the back.
Good.
A thank you for what you do or
thank
things like
God.
That. And,
thank God.
You know, it's a lifting thing.
Yes.
It lifts me. And it drives me to continue
yep.
to do so. But
you know where I get that
most,
from?
Linda,
what's that?
It's the night when I get on my knees and I talk to God
yep.
as I go to sleep.
Yep.
That, when I wake up, I'm driven because I got another day and another chance
yep.
to do that again.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, we have to thank him for all of it. I do that when the first thing I say is thank you for this day. I mean, thank you for another day to keep going and do your work and whatever. And guide me again. Tell me where to go. I mean, you're right. Absolutely. I mean, if we can't serve him, what are we doing? That's what this is about. It isn't about us. It is about providence. It is about our future, the kids' futures. I've got grandnieces and nieces who are so clueless, so wrapped up in Obama and don't get it, and materialism and Babylon. You know, without even knowing it, and it's just it's amazing to me. They are ignorant. They're almost illiterate in that sense because they probably couldn't understand the books I have anyway. I mean, I'm very sad to say that, but it's true. But I continue. Because, and it's not just for me and my mother and for you, and well, it is in a sense, because we're going to have to go through some tough times right now, but it is for posterity. It is for these things that we do this, and they don't
because
get it.
Someone has to do it, and it's in your heart to do it.
You betcha. It's my calling. I was called 5 years ago. I know this. It was like, the hair stood up on the back of my neck, Bill. I was like, I was so prompted, and it was like this energy was just, it was like a wave, you know, on a boogie board pushing me to the shore. It was amazing, and I kept doing it. I was reading like a banshee. I'm still reading. I'm almost done with Jekyll Island. I'm like, oh, my God, I got 6 more to go, you know, and I read this stuff on the air because it's so important. My God, why can't, I'm praying that I've inspired 1 or 2 people to do that. To go get that book on Lenin, Stalin, and Hitler. To get that book on something. To just dabble in it.
Just do some checking on your
phone. Oh, my God. Absolutely. And, I mean, I've said this before, and I know you've heard this too. Of the 5 years I've listened to Glenn Beck, if he said it once, he said it 1,000 times, do your own homework. And I know Terry Rowland has, I mean, she's one of those who says the same thing. If you're not a lifetime learner and a lifetime teacher, then what are you doing on this planet? Absolutely. And I love her for it. And she's right.
And it's truth. Every day is a learning experience.
I mean, you know, if you're not standing in the light of God and trying to better yourself with biblical teachings, what are you doing here? You think you're just going to get, you know, a pass in the Lamb's Book of Life, and I know I'm there because I did take
that
to my heart.
Linda, a lot of that comes to how you were brought up. And if you weren't brought up by parents, but you were brought up by neighbors and this and that, then you went on to a school that indoctrinated you into socialist ideology, what do you expect they're going to turn out to be?
I know. It's
that's
very
why
sad.
We have a generation. That's why we have this generational problem we're going to see.
You're right. But you know what? There's sometimes, somehow, some way, you know, how God works in mysterious ways. Even in those situations where there's a kid that's been abandoned or a kid of, you know, a mother that's got 14 kids by 13 different fathers, and somehow God gets in that kid's life, you know, and prompts that child. And that's what happens, you know, and it can happen. It's because he's our miracle worker. You don't underestimate the work of the Lord because he's pretty perfect. I mean, these things happen, but for the most part, I know,
still,
I get it.
It still falls upon the parents.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely.
To put a kid, to teach the child, to raise the child. And you have a system that has tried to take parents out of the equation.
Just like Hitler did, and I know Lenin and Stalin did the same thing at the same time. Oh, you know. And look how nicely that worked out.
We're seeing it. Here in Indiana, we're seeing a huge turnover from the public schools to the charter schools. And the reason people have seen the material and understand the socialist content and context of what the total progressive ideologies being pushed upon your children. They're not learning what they need to learn. They're being indoctrinated to be little clones and do what they're told.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and Doc was saying in the chat room about when you talk about children and educating children, et cetera, and you're talking about the homeschool or the charter schools and the voucher system, and now they've got C-SCOPE and Common Core, which is in like 44 states because 6 have, thank God, rejected it. And good old eugenicist Bill Gates, another evil SOB, in my humble opinion, is pushing for that. And so is Jeb Bush, by the way, that little lovely little panty waist of the Bush family. I was watching the Clueless Hannity show last night, and I think that he was also on Greta, I can't remember, but that idiot Dick Cheney was calling the kettle black. And calling Snowden a traitor, and I'm going, excuse me? Thermalite and implosion on the towers orchestrated by you, sir? I was like, oh, my God. I had to turn it off. I had to turn it off. I turned off
well,
like within.
What you're seeing, what you're seeing by Cheney and Rove and others,
my God.
And by the Democrats, what you're seeing is both sides want that power over us. Both sides want that power.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, they can.
And
you know
you're
what?
Seeing that, as I've said all along, with watching the reactions and seeing the heads of both established parties
yep.
and how they are acting similar,
yep.
it leads
oh,
me
oh.
back to the same thing. We are witnessing,
yep.
They may be two piles, but they're all the same crap.
Absolutely. Look, I'll tell you who's in charge. You know who's at the mercy seat. They can all pound it. And I only bow down to one king, and you know who that is. Oh, there is no...
Well,
look, these,
we have no reason
look,
to bow to anyone else.
Here's the thing. I got these people's numbers, and I'm going to let them know that I know who they are. I know who they worship, and it ain't happening. I'll fight to the bitter end. I got somebody on my side who doesn't lose. He don't lose no wars, no battles, none of it. Mm-mm.
And he only needs one.
You know what? He's
look
got
to,
a whole army
look,
down
look,
here right now, man.
He may have, but look through the history books. He's only ever needed one.
Well, yeah, that's true. With David
so
and Goliath.
Imagine what
I
it's
know.
Like. I mean, you know, his son returns with 10,000 angels. Speaks one word. One word.
Yep.
That's I mean, how much more powerful do you need?
I know.
I would imagine if he comes and speaks a sentence. You know
what? I mean, all he has to do is, like, just whisper something and, you know, the whole world changes. Come on. Hey,
well,
look.
What we have is, if you look, the same groups and same kinds of people, same people have basically been in charge of the globe. And what condition is the globe in right now?
Oh, my God, it's a mess. Oh, my God.
Maybe it's time, yeah, and maybe it's time we took them out of power.
Yep, I agree with you. I don't know how we're going to do it yet. I'm hoping we can do it like Martin Luther King did without firing a shot. But you know what? They push us hard enough.
Before we leave the air, I have to ask one question.
Go ahead.
I'd like to get some responses. Write
go
it
ahead.
To me, whatever.
Okay.
But my question is this. How many think this deal with Syria and the rebels and arming the rebels will be used to excuse what was going on in Benghazi?
Well, look, what's going on, oh, that was nice. Doc says, God bless Mr. Ammon to the rest of us. And we love you, Doc, and thanks for joining us. We only have 12 minutes. But when you talk about Syria... Look, they had a whole thing today on Glenn's show. It was astounding. Buck Sexton was talking about the Shias and the Sunnis. This is what this is all about. You got all these factions, you know, and they're all different people are siding up with both sides.
They're wanting to give weapons to Al-Qaeda. What?
Well, no, what this SOB pant load in the White House is doing is arming the Syrian rebels who are eating the hearts of their enemies like Genghis Khan and
who
barbarians.
Who do you think the Syrian rebels are?
I know.
They are Al-Qaeda. They have pledged their allegiance to Al-Qaeda.
I don't know about Al-Qaeda because I've heard that Al-Qaeda was a made-up name, but they are definitely Muslim Brotherhood. They are definitely on the wrong side of everything, okay? Whatever you want to call, they're the same clowns in Egypt who took over there, the same clowns in Libya who took over there, and all through the Middle East. The Middle East is a mess. Jordan and Israel are the only two that are not in a mess right now, and they're getting close to it, very close. It's huge. It's horrible. Everything that's going on is evil. This BASTARD in the White House right now is on the wrong side of everything. He's funding... And helping.
When Vladimir Putin, the head of Russia,
exactly
sounds more American than the
yes.
American president, there's a
I
damn
know.
Problem.
I'm ready to hook up with him.
Vlad will knock him on his butt and say, "You need to wake up."
you know what? I'm ready to hook up with the guy. The only reason is I know he's straight and Obama's not. But no, I mean, no, you're right. I said that on Ron's show. I'm going, Jesus Christ, when we're dealing with Putin, is making more sense than anybody here in the United States that's in power. Houston, we got a problem. Oh my God, absolutely. And he was right.
How can I trust the media that shows me pictures when that same media a couple months back was doing all that Kennedy and crap with George Zimmerman?
Oh, I know. Forget the media. But here's the deal. Look, Putin's even right. He's ticked off about, he wants to start war over Monsanto, for crying out loud. He's ticked about that. And he's on the right side of things. He absolutely is.
Well, he has a lot of support around the world about that. It's the United States is the only one that seems to be the big supporter for Monsanto. But that's because of who the heads of Monsanto are.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Because we have evilness running everything.
And I'm telling you this. Let's not even have another debate about the climate change, global warming, whatever.
Oh, screw them.
Until we see the names of the people invested globally in the carbon exchanges.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, yeah, they're the usual.
Until we see those names, let's not even talk again.
I know. I'm going to play this promo, and we'll come back for a minute, and then we'll find something to play. But, oh, man, Bill, this has been a great show. Let me do the promo in case anyone's still listening. Hold on. Me, Wardy.
Blog Talk Radio and Patriot Family is where you need to be if you want to be informed and inspired 5 days a week. On Monday at 7:30 p.m., you can listen to the Constitution Hour. On Tuesday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Patriot Family Chat. On Wednesday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Right from the Left Coast. On Thursday at 6 p.m., you can listen to Patriot Education. And on Friday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Exposed but Never Forgotten. All times are Eastern Standard Time. Hope to see you there.
Thanks, Bill, for a great show. And God bless your family and everybody. And we're so looking forward to Delaney. I know it's only like, 2.5 weeks away, maybe 3. I'm like still getting things from Walmart and getting myself together. I'm so excited.
Linda, you started off the show with a song off of Ozzy Osbourne or for Black Sabbath's Paranoid album.
Yep.
And it's kind of fitting because right now the number one album out there is the new Black Sabbath album. It took them 43 years to get back to the top. It's probably going to be their last. But what I like to say is just this. Eat your heart out, Paul McCartney, because Ozzy's bigger than you.
Let me tell you something. The reason I picked War Pigs is because, I know Ron's played it on his shows, because that's exactly what's going on right now. This is huge. This military-industrial complex and the rest of it is just the Illuminati and bankster wars is just huge. And they're trying to get this country involved in Syria. Are you out of your minds? I mean, I have a question. What do you think George Washington, Paul Revere, Thomas Paine, Patrick Henry, and Thomas Jefferson would do, or John Adams, and looking at what's going on right, do you think they would not pick up pitchforks and tar and feathers and go nuts?
You wouldn't have this situation right now because they would have done drug these people to the streets and executed them or whatever. Because they wouldn't have put up with this crap.
Oh my God.
But
I know.
But there's a difference. Those were men. And what you have today, those were men serving a country, serving God in a country. What you have today is men who serve only men.
Oh, no, they serve mammon. They serve mammon. Yes, huge. They serve. And it just seems worse than that to me. I can't even, you know what I'm saying? It's just, I hate it. I'm going to try to find a really cool thing here. See if I can find, I'll play a little spiritual music and we're going to do Delaney. I'm trying to get all my stuff. I got things from my camera. I'm trying to get all my depilatories and everything. It's going to be wild, you guys. Absolutely wild.
We're looking to have a good time. If it's as warm as it's been, you're going to have to find me under the water.
Me too. Absolutely. Okay. Let's do it. And God bless and thank you so much, Bill, for a great show. See you tomorrow
thank
night.
You,
we got to do tomorrow night. Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. Tomorrow night, right from the left coast. Love you guys and God bless.
God bless.
I get some music here.
My whole will to live is for you. You've awakened me.